Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening, everyone, and welcome back onto the show. I hope everybody had a great holiday. We are happy to be back. I think I'm off a little bit because I think I missed the show. No, I missed the show actually before the holiday, so I think I'm back on track. I am. Thank you, Tamika. I am one of your fabulous co-hosts, Miss Anna Black, and we're hanging out with our other host, Miss Tamika Newhouse. We got a good show for you guys tonight, and we're going to be visited a little later by Miss Nisha Mink. But before that, we're going to get into some news, some AANBC news, hear a little bit of feedback on a great book this week. And what else do we have going on, Miss Tamika?
Let me see. Okay, so I'm going to, first of all, hey, everyone. So the first, and let me speak about my Hyundai first, too, and then I'm going to tap into what we got going on. For the first time, period, ever, I didn't spend Thanksgiving with anyone but my children, and then also my best friend and her children. And I spent maybe like an hour with them. But other than that, I spent it with my kids here in Atlanta, and it was so peaceful. I mean, it wasn't no drama. I didn't have to be around people I necessarily didn't like. You know, I didn't have to, you know, hit with the family gossip and the drama and just, I did miss my Aunt Sharon's peach cobbler. So that is something I had to sacrifice, but it was so peaceful. I really enjoyed my Thanksgiving with doing absolutely nothing. And I actually wrote on Thanksgiving. I usually work really well around the holidays because it just seems like everybody's kind of in that holiday mode and nobody's really working. I find that the best time to work. I don't know. I know, Anne, like, well, how do you find, like, it's easy to work around the holidays, or you just don't do anything?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, okay, so Anne is doing something on the other end. But for me, it was pretty peaceful just for those reasons alone. So without further ado, let's talk about, there's a lot of news and things going on with AANBC. This month alone, we are reading books by the greatest poet alive, Mr. GPA himself. If you go to our website at aambookclub.com, you will see our current books of the month that we are reading, The Mind of a Poetic Unsub by GPA, and then also Feel Good Spaces by Sherry Burton Ways. Those are two books of the month that we're currently reading this month. And then we also are featuring a lot of different books under our virtual book tours links. If you go to the website, you click on Winter Tours, you'll be able to see other books and things that we're reading and highlighting, things like that. Pretty cool. A lot of stuff going on. And also, I want you guys to remember, we are still voting for our books of the year. So we're waiting for that to kind of be completed. Ooh, I don't know when the voting process is. I can't remember. You think I would know. But I'm not so sure. But it should be ending sometime, maybe like next week or something like that, I'm thinking.
It has to be sometimes this month. So that's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely sometime this month. I want to say maybe. I don't know. It's like, if not, like, I'm going to definitely be cutting out pretty soon. And then, of course, we're going to be announcing the books of the year here on ABC Radio, as we do every year, here on the 18th of this month. So I'm really excited about that, to reveal who's going to win. I already see who more likely is going to win, but I'm not going to say anything. Also, we are doing a holiday book drive. So I want you guys to go on our website again under aambookclub.com, click on events, and you will see all the information there for our holiday book drive. Please consider donating young adult novels, teen fiction, women's fiction, things like that, so we can donate to unfortunate youth and as well as battered women. And, you know, this would be something for them to be entertained with and things like that without any problems or issues. Also, I want you guys to, if you are in Atlanta, you're able to come to the actual event that we're going to be having at the Boys and Girls Club in Austell, Georgia. The flyer and the information, all of that is up on the website. So make sure that you go on aambookclub.com and click on events, and you'll be able to see everything listed there. Before I go into Delphi News, let me see who is on area code 912. Who's area code 912? Okay. I want to say maybe that's not our author. I was trying to make sure it's not one of our authors. So now let's go into some Delphi News. I know Anne said she's going to be back in just a moment. Delphi News, let's see. Okay. So for those who don't know, Delphi Publications, the independent publishing house operated by myself, and it also houses artists such as Anna Black and Mary Posa Urbania, as well as 10 other ambitious and very talented writers. If you go to DelphinePublications.com, You'll be able to see the list of books in as well as the author talent. Follow them on Twitter at Delphine Pub, also to get your daily news up to date. We just released also some of the events that the Delphine Publication Artists are going to be at next year. Let me see if I can run down a little bit, something a little bit here. We're going to be at Jazz in the Gardens in Miami on the weekend of the 16th through the 17th in March. We're going to be at the Black Women's Expo in April in Chicago. And that's the weekend of the 5th through the 7th. Delphine Publications will also be at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans. That's July 3rd through the 7th. Pretty long, lengthy weekend that we're planning there. And that's also where we're going to be doing our next Books and Cocktails launch event, which I'm really excited about that. So that weekend, we're going, as soon as we kind of get closer to the Essence Music Festival weekend, we're going to kind of be revealing a lot more details about that weekend specifically. Let me see. Also during that weekend in July, the authors will be at the Bayou Right of Soul Conference. So we're excited about that too. As far as book releases, our first male writer that we have under Delphine is going to be releasing his book next Tuesday. Wow, it's a week from now. I just realized that. Next Tuesday, we're going to be releasing The Left Lane, which is a street tale dealing with a man that has a love for cars as well as a love for women. A very different storyline that we're going to be putting out there. And Keith is very, very talented, very, very detailed. His skill for the pen is something I haven't seen yet, so I'm really excited for him to be releasing under Delphine this month. Also, I myself personally will be releasing Kisses Don't Lie Part 2 on Christmas Eve. I'm excited about that and nervous because it's actually like 3 weeks away. That will be my 7th novel, so definitely stay tuned for that. And then you can catch Tamma Matthews signing copies of Lies Unleashed at Cartel's Books and Cafe in Oxon Hill, Maryland. So that is your Delphine and ANBC News. And now I'm going to turn it over to Ms. LaShera Lee so we can talk about our hot picks of the week. LaShera, I'm turning it over to you.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing this evening?
Howdy.
Now, tonight.
Why did everybody laugh when I say howdy?
Because you're so country.
I mean, hey, that is my brand.
That is your brand?
Yeah, me saying howdy.
That's a brand. You said that's a brand?
Yeah, it's my brand.
Well, that's a country brand. I just want you to know that. I live in Grosbeck.
Hey,
they stay around here.
So, Rochelle, you didn't let me know. You didn't even give me a sneak peek on hot pick of this week. So I'm kind of interested to see what we're going to be talking about. So,
we have just finished one of our major political seasons, and even though there's so much going on, and we're always looking for a scandal in politics, so my week hot pick of the week is Pink's Politics, Escorts, and Blackmail. Now, I want to tell you, it's for 18 and over. We don't need anyone under 18 reading, because we don't want them to try to find any fireman to put out the fire, because this book is
wow.
And let me tell you, and the title of the book really doesn't do it any justice. Now, this escort service, and it's not just escort, it's a sex service run by money. And the name says it all. Money wants money, and she would do anything and anyone to get what she wants. And the name of her company is Lip Service. Hint, hint. And yes, there's a double entree because they do a lot of lip service, honey. You have Medora, Liana, and Kiba. Kiba is like your African Mandingo, and he serves anyone that will pay for the highest bid. So it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of buy, a little bit of try. a little bit of everything.
Oh.
And you have
whoa, let's back up. Stuck.
What's
let's
the name
put
of
the current reverse. Let's
it
put the current
politics.
Reverse. Let's back up. You
yeah.
said a little bit of bye,
little
a little bit of
try. They,
so
they try a little bit of everything.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The 18 and over. This is for the 18 and over crowd. And Pink in this book, she comes hard. She comes hard in this book. But I call her the intelligent erotica because her books aren't just smut books. They have an excellent plot. And you understand how money came to the madam, how she came to the line of work and how her psyche works. Because her, I don't want to give too much away, but her father had an excellent political career, and he got derailed because he got hooked up with some hookers. And then his daughter, years later, becomes a madam of a very high clientele, senators, commissioners, judges, WNBA players, NBA players, and she serves them all. But because of her greed and some other little stuff that happens along the way, some political intrigue, some blackmail, she falls down.
So
there
are
a lot of different sub-characters in this story, a lot of political unrest, and you will not be disappointed if you read Politics, Escorts, and Blackmail. And the book comes out December 11th.
Okay,
because
so it's a new release. It's
an
upcoming release.
I was blessed enough to get a pre-advanced copy by Pink, but you need to pick
Pink
this up.
That's what I'm saying. It's a free. It's a new release upcoming. It'll be out December 11th
is the drop date. And if you read 69 or the Chocolate Ship, you know that you're in for a good read. This book
is
that not
name alone, 69. That just.
Oh, honey, you gotta go out and get it. One of my former book club presidents, she said she was at work. She said she had to go outside and get some air after reading the book. She said she bought the book, I guess, during her lunchtime or break time. She said she had to go outside the door and get some air after reading 69. So let me tell
you. Well, that's a compliment.
Was,
that means the author doing what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, there you go. Heat it up and serve it up. But this book, Politics, Escorts, and Blackmail, it will keep you heated, ladies and gentlemen. Then I will do something like Christian fiction because, you know, a faith base is so close to Christmas, but I just could not resist blowing this book up.
She said I was going to do something faith-based because Christmas coming up, but I couldn't resist. I know
that's funny. I said, praise the Lord and pass this book on.
So speaking
okay,
of Christmas and the holidays, that's what I want to know. I want to know, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you enjoy it? Was it home with your kids? Did you make rounds? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice. We did make the rounds. Did some Christmas decorate, not a lot. I was in the store with all the crazy folks at Walmart. I left just before the fight broke out there because I saw those people. They were casing those TVs and the Blu-ray players. I mean, people actually had their hand on top, you know, because they had on each of the sleeve that you cannot take this at before 9 o'clock or you can take this pile at 10. And people had that hungry look in their eyes. And I told my friend, I said, girl, these folks about to fight. But they didn't fight over the TVs and the Blu-ray. They fought over the toys. When I entered Walmart, there was like a line of police. And I said, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, that's so sad.
It's been like here, somewhere in Lithonia at Walmart, right, on Black Friday, a guy went to Walmart and he decided to steal a couple phones. He ran out, the Walmart security people saw him, and the security people ran after him. They ambushed him and charged on him and, like, physically tried to restrain him or whatever, and they used a lot of physical force, and they handcuffed him. By the time the police came, the man was dead. So the Walmart people killed the man.
What?
Yes.
They must have trampled him.
They used excessive force. He was bleeding out of his mouth and nose.
Right. I just want to tell people, you know, it is just not that serious. If Shaquita and Landon Forrest and Raheem, if they do not receive that toy for Christmas, it's always another day. Get over it.
Did you just get say Raheem?
Get over it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, people were out in full force. And, you know, I just go out just for the thrill of it. But I tell you what, the thrill of getting less and less each year. I'm going to have to just stay home and start clicking.
No, I'd rather play. I ain't the richest woman on the planet, but to avoid all the clowns and the crowds and the people, I would rather just pay full price. I don't need no soda bad. I mean, it's just not that serious. I don't like crowds anyway when I'm shopping. I want to get in and get out. So y'all can keep that. I don't do Black Fridays ever, never have, and never will.
Well, I think
I'm getting clothes. I don't care about no electronics. I'm getting clothes. Unless it's like an iPod or a laptop, I don't need all that extra. I give me some clothes.
And I think I'm good on those things.
Yeah, I am
as well.
I'm good
on all my electronics.
I am as well. And I'm just like, oh, it is sad. It was just so sad. And you saw kids looking at their parents or looking at the people passing by like with terror in their eyes. I mean, it's sad.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you had a safe one.
Let everybody know, LaShare, where they can check you out as far as Twitter, Facebook, and then shout out the Liberty segment on Blog Talk that you do as well.
You can find me on Twitter at Read You Later. You can also find me on Facebook. And can I tell your listeners what my topic will be about this upcoming Sunday on my Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm telling you, this Blog Talk Radio show is really for the readers. I have an assortment of reviewers. I have some authors popping in. We're going to do our favorite books for 2012, the ones we read. I have Tanisha Webb. I have Tajmir Carmella. I have a book of referees. I have Yolanda Gore. And I have about four or five different book clubs. We're going to be on there chatting about our favorite books for 2012. I do have several authors popping in who are going to tell the readers and the listeners thank you for voting their books in. So this show is probably like the hugest show that I'm going to have for this year. And then you won't hear from me again until 2013.
All right.
Aw, that's what's up. Okay. That's
what you said.
That went a little bit too much excitement. I'm gone, y'all.
Yeah, that's it. Getting everybody to say yes was enough excitement for me. And took a lot of time. So I want to wish you ladies have a very pleasant week, and I want my listeners to keep reading.
Talking about our hot pick book of the week, which is by Arthur Pink. Definitely make sure you go and check it out, Politics, Escorts, and Blackmail. We have tweeted it out. If you're not following us on Twitter, follow at AAM Book Club. Join our chat room here on Blog Talk Radio, and also subscribe to our website at aambookclub.com. And I'm going to turn it over to you. We are now ready to bring on our Arthur for the night.
Okay. Without further ado, we're going to bring on our featured Arthur for this evening. We have Miss Misha Mink. Miss Misha Mink is actually a New Jersey native, but she has moved down to South Carolina, but she still has that hood mentality, and that does reflect in her books. She has a couple projects that she has co-authored on, but we're going to get to talk about her most current release, Real Wifeys, tonight. So we're going to go ahead and introduce Miss Mink. Miss Mink, if you can hear us, say hello and welcome onto the show.
Hello, everybody. How you doing tonight?
We are great.
Hey, Misha. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing good. Really excited to talk to y'all. I always like a chance to connect with the readers, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. I appreciate you accepting our invitation to come on. I know this is the first time we're bringing you on and highlighting the Misha Mink book. So we have plenty to talk about as far as
you pretty much lean into your latest book, Real Wifey, which I'm really eager to learn more about that as well. So without further ado, tell us, Misha, how you even got started. We're going to pick it up a little bit.
Wait a minute, ladies. Hold on 1 second for me. I'm having slight technical difficulties. I'm on a cell phone. Bear with me.
Okay. Okay, hear the elevator music.
While we wait, you guys, I want to congratulate you, Tamika, on bringing out your 7th novel this year. I mean, it's like, if you look back on it, it's like, wow, where'd the time go? Like we only came out a couple years ago, and it's like all these books are just coming. So I do want to congratulate you on that. And I also wanted to congratulate you on the success of Delphine Publications. We have quite a few authors on our publishing house now, so that's an accomplishment. So I wanted to just say congrats on that, and I'm excited about all the up-and-coming authors that's coming out their new works with Delphine. You know, I know when we first started out the gate, we wanted to offer books kind of like from every genre to give people a taste of everything. So, and you're doing it, so congratulations on that.
Thank you,
man.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I think I'm back.
All
right. I'm back, well, ladies. Thank you. I apologize for that. I'm on a cell phone. I'm out of town, but I wanted to keep the interview. So, you know, I'm on a cell phone. So kind of work with me a little bit. I apologize for that.
It's okay.
No problem. Just let us know if you're having any tech issues on the end. And we'll come up with something. We'll do something. So we're gonna make sure we accommodate you.
Okay.
So Misha, let me jump start the conversation. Tell us about, you know, how you even started the whole Misha Meek brand. Where did the name come from? You know, when did you decide to put out a book under this whole different brand? So tell us a little bit about that.
You know, really, I always stress to any of the readers that connect with me that first and foremost, even before I'm a writer, I'm a reader. I've been reading voraciously since, you know, before I can remember and trying to write. And as a reader, I read everything from nonfiction to urban fiction and everything in between. I started out doing romance novels because after researching the market, I discovered that it was a lot easier to get published without an agent in that genre. But I always had the intention to move on to grittier stories. And eventually, I did slightly under my real name, which is Niobe O'Brien. A co-author and I, well, an author, Adrian Bird, and I were just on the phone chatting it up a little bit. And both of us was like, you know, we enjoy urban fiction and we really wanted to do, you know, some type of series within that genre, and a part of that was coming up with a pseudonym because I wanted people to be very clear that this is not a Niobe O'Brien romance, this is not a Niobe O'Brien mainstream, this is gritty urban fiction, and I wanted something that was ghetto and hood and fun, and Misha Meek was just kind of born from that. It just sounded like everything I wanted to be for the particular type of books that I was writing, and I just pulled it out the air, and the publisher liked it, and we went with it.
Now, with that said, I know I always compliment or give, I guess, praises to authors that can be versatile like that. To come from being, say, Niobe O'Brien, when you have all these fans under that that pen name, and then you convert over to a different genre that's offering something a little bit more hardcore under a new sexy name, Misha Meek, that's a sexy name. It's like, how do you, were you kind of nervous to make the transition? Did you feel like you were going to lose some of your audience? Or you just felt like, you know what, this is in me, I can do it. Hey, how was that transition for you?
There was a nervousness, and that came about because of me switching the first time from romance to mainstream. A lot of the readers are so loyal, and I appreciate them so much, and I tell them that every opportunity I get, like, they are absolutely the reason that I'm living out my life stream. But when I switched from romance to mainstream, and some people bought it just because my name was on it, and they didn't really, you know, pay attention to the storyline. I did get, you know, some comments and some emails and such from readers like, what is this? And so I kind of was used to, if I switch, not everyone's going to come, you know, come on board. And I was very honest, have always been, everything I write is not for everybody. You know, not everyone reads everything. And so I'm always honest and upfront. If you're not in the mood for profanity and some, you know, some violence and some, you know, sexual situations, don't read a Misha Mink book. If you, you know what I mean? If you're looking for happily ever after, just read the romance. So at first, there was a little bit of, you know, it was a slight bumpy road, even from some of the co-authors in the other genres I was in, and, you know, really won't go into it. But eventually, people just came to see that I was being authentic to me. I grew up in North. I grew up in, you know, not the best particular area of North, and this was truly a side of me, and I just wanted to explore it. And my Misha Mink books are nothing but what I say they are. I'm not saying that I ever lived the life, or I'm not saying that this is the life to live. They're just really fun books that happen to be set, you know, that happen to have an urban setting. And I think people realize that I've never tried to be anything that I'm not. I grew up in the hood, and I wanted to write books about the hood, so I did. And people are enjoying them.
Yeah, and our readers have to understand that fiction is exactly what it is. It's fiction. It's all make-believe. And I think people have to realize every time they pick up a book, they open up a story of somebody's imagination. So it's not Nobia Bryant's life or Misha Meek's life.
Okay.
It's just her creative. It's on pages. You know, her creativity,
exactly.
I'm sorry, is on pages. So I feel you on that. So take us really quick inside the pages of your new release. Tell us a little bit about what's going on inside this novel.
This newest one that's coming out next month, matter of fact, the first of the year, is Real Wifey's Hustle Hard. It's the final book in a trilogy that I did. It was, once again, kind of like a ghetto take on the Real Housewives of type franchise. And I just did the Real Wifey's of, and it's three different wifeys in three different situations who have to kind of fight back from depending on a man or depending on a certain situation and learn how to do for themselves. And in this one, the protagonist, Sophie, is, you know, she's very legit, went to college, is working, has a job in finance, but her boyfriend is not. And I know the story has been done before. Every story has been done before. But I think what I did that was a little bit different is she actually has to get into the game herself, because him getting locked up just puts her in a horrible financial situation, especially when, oh, I'm about to get a story away. I can't, but the story is just about how this particular wifey comes back after her man is arrested and what she has to do in the inner struggle in herself, because she so badly wanted him to leave the life, and now she has to go in it. And how she kind of, you know, handles that situation and the inner conflict. That's about as much as I can say without, like, giving the whole story away and killing it for everybody, so.
You know, I have a question, because you write three different, I want to say three different genres, a mainstream romance and gritty and street. I want to know, how do you make sure your voices are different? Because, you know, some artists aren't that talented where they know how to differentiate and change their voices and, you know, build, you know, just overall just build their storylines and the way that it's developed and how the characters speak. You know, every single detail is, you know, it has to be different when it comes into genre that you're writing. How do you make sure that yours doesn't cross over?
Yeah, and you know what, before she answers that question, because I can understand what she means. Like, if I'm reading a romance novel by Nobia Bryant, then I pick up a street fiction novel by Misha Mink. It's like, am my brain thinking that I'm hearing for the same author? Yeah, I want to know that too. How do you transition that voice when it's coming from the same person?
Being very aware of the genre and being very true to what it is I know the readers want. And basically, I don't know. I just know when I'm in a different vibe. Music has a lot to do with it. When I'm doing a Misha book, I'll listen to something a little gritty. You know, I'll pull out some Chainz or some, you know, some really, you know, I just listen to like hip hop kind of that vibe. You know, read a lot of the Source magazines or keep up with, you know, what's going on in hip hop. It kind of keeps me focused. But just basically staying true. In the mainstream, I have to scale myself back and not become too gritty. Actually, the natural inclination is to be as gritty and sexy and all of that as possible. And so with the romance, I completely, there's no profanity, you know, the sex scenes. I honestly don't know. I just do it. I just know, okay, this is romance, this is the formula, and you stick to it, and this is urban fiction, and this is the romance. I want it raw. There'll be profanity. They'll say whatever off the top of their head. I'm not really sure. It's just like, I just do it. And after doing 4 books a year since 2006, I just kind of, I know the zones. I know, you know what I mean? Like, I can't really explain it. I just do it.
Right. I guess you really can't explain something that comes naturally, I guess you can say.
Yeah, that's it. We just do what we do. We do have a couple calls in the queue that we're going to check with and see if they have any questions in a moment. But I have one more question for Ms. Mink before we continue.
Okay.
Compared to your romance novels and, like you say, your street lit novels, what type of feedback have you been getting from your readers? Have you been getting anything negative since you transitioned, or are they still showing the same love and support that they did with your romance?
I basically have just been getting the same type of love and support. Not too many people take time out of their day to contact someone with negativity, so if there is, you know, some of the readers out there that feel a certain way, they haven't really reached out to me. Anyone, most people who do are just taking time out of their day to let me know they did support me and buy one of the books and they really enjoyed it. So I think I've been very blessed to have multiple deals and to have a fan base in each one and for people to always let me know that they really appreciate that I work really hard. I mean, I really... Putting out 4 books a year is not easy at all, because that's 4 books you have to write, edit again, do copy edits. I mean, it's a lot to it, and a lot of people don't know. But mostly everyone who reaches out to me always lets me know, you know, we enjoyed it. And I can tell also those who read the Misha Mink books are different from those who read the Navia Bryant books sometimes. I'm sure there's a mix and a mingle. But I can tell there's 2 distinct crowds, and I'm very, very happy and pleased and blessed to have 2 different fan bases almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can just...
Yeah.
But everyone has been supportive. It hasn't been anyone like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And so many other authors are doing it as well, writing in different genres, that it's not shocking or jarring. L.A. Banks was one of the first that I knew to do it. Nora Roberts has done it. I mean, there's plenty. So it's not shocking anymore to find out an author is writing in more than one genre.
Right. I agree. So let's see. I'm going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to see if some of these callers do have questions. So if you do, please state your name and where you're calling from and go right into your question. I'm going to introduce you by your area code 912. If you have a question, please state your name and where you're calling from, area code 912.
I'm just listening in.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let's see about area code 856. Area code 856, if you have any questions, please state your name where you're calling from.
It's Ronnie Dawson from New Jersey. I'm just listening in, but I just wanted to say congratulations on your good work, and I'm definitely going to be looking into some of your books and supporting you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Is that Ronnie? Is that Ronnie Dawson?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ronnie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for calling in. He has been a guest on a show before, you guys, so I appreciate him calling in.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
This must have been before I came back. so I'm going to have to
go. Yes, this is before you came back.
All right, well, thank you so much, Mr. Ronnie Dawson, for calling in. So now we're going to jump back into our conversation with Misha. Misha, can you tell us a little bit about, tell us how you, if you physically get out there and meet some of your readers, if you plan on doing any events and things coming up, take us into that arena.
Honestly, because of the amount of books that I write every year, I don't really get to get out too often and do a lot of book signings and such. Most of the publicity, promotion, and connection that I do is online via Facebook and Twitter and my website and things of that nature. I've been really, really lucky for people to just support me and to do a lot of word of mouth. To make sure that, you know, they let each other know about the book. I hope to get out a little bit more often and maybe, I don't know if I'll do book signings because it's really a toss-up. To be honest, you can go to a store and have 50 to 100 people. You go to another store and you have to go around and, like, literally bug people and hand out stuff to, you know, let them know that you're in store that day. But I am considering doing maybe some literary festivals and some conferences, things where I know specifically, you know, people are going because they want to connect, you know, with an author. I'm hoping to do more of those next year.
Well, I definitely want to say that I have been a friend on the romance side. I haven't stepped into the street fiction or the street lit, the other side, but I would definitely be looking forward to doing that. But it's just like to be so versatile, I do want to compliment you on that. And I'm just, like, so proud of you. I'm like, this is another sister doing it. And, it's like these are people, you are one of the people that you, I guess, want to mimic or you look up to when you first come out as a romance author. So I'm, like, excited for you.
Thank you.
And before, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
What, Tamika?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's talking about you. You ain't the spotlight right now.
I know. Misha,
she gets jealous sometimes, so pardon her. She gets jealous sometimes.
Tamika's good. She's good.
What I do now?
Not a thing. She's very supportive. I appreciate, you know, her reaching out and asking me to be on the show and every so often we'll reach out to each other, you know, via email. She's always been very, very supportive. So I know. No shade. She's good.
So what's next? We heard you say that you do multi-books a month. So what's next for you? I know this is just something kind of recent, but what's next for you? What should we be looking for? Will it be another Miss Bryan book or another Miss Nink book?
Let's see. I have to try and remember. With the audiobooks and some books being reissued as mass market, I have like 10 different things coming out next year, but four new books, there'll be one in every genre. There'll be a Misha Meek book in January. There'll be a romance book, I think this summer. There'll be a mainstream this fall, and there will be a teen book. My final teen book will be in October of this year. So one in every genre in which I write. And the readers, I'm sorry not to know offhand, but it's really, really hard to keep up with the release date, especially adding on the audiobooks and the Black Expressions and the mass market. Like, I just have a lot of dates in my head, but if they go to my website or the Facebook or Twitter, they can, you know, get all the up-to-date book information. And that's www.nasiabryant.com.
Say the website again.
It's www.nasiabryant.com.
Gotcha.
For a complete list from the Simone Bryant, Misha Meeks, Nyobia Bryant, Writing Romance, and Mainstream. That's the best site to go to get, like, a complete list. If they're only interested in urban fiction, and that's fine. I love y'all for that. It's www.mishameeks.com.
Wow.
On it. Why, you got a... I thought you had a character, Jocelyn Jones, but I see that's one of your contest winners. I was going to say we have the characters with the same name. But anyway, so I'm going to be posting it now. Wow, wait a minute. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Are these 9 books that are coming? Oh, yeah, these are 9 books. No wonder why you can't come up with the release dates. If you have 9 different books releasing next year, either it's a mass market, paperback, audiobook, Black Expression. Yeah, it's 9 books, y'all, so this is so
great. When do you have time for you? I mean, when do you have time for yourself? I mean, you got to be glued to your computer. You have to have your laptop or your iPad or something with you everywhere you go. Or a tape recorder. How do you do it?
Well, really, you know, you got to keep in mind, and I always appreciate because they're, you know, the readers are so supportive, but only out of that 9, only 4 are brand new and original. The other ones are like reissues or re-releases. And I just, you know, I make time. I live. I've been writing this, but if you don't live, you can't write, you know?
Right.
I mean, what are you going to think about if you're not experienced in life? So I make sure to get out and do things and make time for myself.
Right. Wow. I enjoyed this show, and we are like, we're really honored to have you on, and we thank you so, so much for coming on to the show and hanging out with us. I mean, it's been a great show, and wow, you're doing so much. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
and anyone can, you know, people always reach out to me for advice, and if, you know, I take time and I try and answer everyone, and basically the advice that I would give to anybody that's aspiring to write or who is in the industry and maybe wants to do a little bit more is to just treat it as a business and always research. Learn, you know, never be afraid to ask questions, but also get out there and hustle and find the information that is out there in abundance online. You know, if you could take the time to email me and ask me that question, use that same internet time, and I'm just keeping it real, to just do a search. When I started writing, I always tell this story. I was living in a small town in South Carolina, had no internet, was living with my aunt, and I wrote by hand, and everything I wanted to know, I went out there and found it online,
right.
You know,
right.
and got it done, you know.
Right.
I'm saying, and I keep that same hunger, drive, intensity. I still have that right now. Like, I have no book published. That's how I treat it. I treat it
I'm
like I'm not up for 25, that I'm starting fresh from zero. And so I can just, you know, give people that same advice. Just stay hungry, stay willing to learn, stay researching, and treat it like a business. And, you know, I'm out there doing it, and other people can too. It's not difficult. You just need to know what you're doing and how to maneuver through the waters. And if you just do a little research, you know, you can write the best book in the world, but if you don't know how to submit it properly, no one will read it.
All right.
Well, Miss Nation Meek, Miss Niobe O'Brien, I appreciate you for coming on and exposing yourself to us. I'm pretty sure we're going to be having you on the show again sometime in the future. Last time we had you on as Niobe O'Brien, this time we have you on as Nisha Meek. We need to probably get you on as Simone Bryan and the other one. So we'll see about bringing you back on to talk about some of your other titles and your other genres. And I'm going to be putting out your information again for those who want to find out more about Niobe, a.k.a. Miss Nisha Meek. You can go to NiobeO'Brien.com. You can also follow her at Infinite Ink on Twitter as well. Thank you so much, Nisha, again, for coming on and speaking to us.
I thank y'all so much. I had a great time, and y'all enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Safe travels as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Again, everyone, it was Miss Nisha Meek. Please go out and support her, search her, go to her website, NiobeO'Brien.com. If you're in our chat room, I'm going to be putting the information in a minute. And also, I'm going to be tweeting out the information. So if you're not following us on Twitter, please follow us on our Twitter at AAM Book Club. And if you have any other information, news, anything else that you want to put out there before I talk about next week.
No, I think I'm good. Nothing's happening over here in this little old town I live in.
All right. Well, hey, good bone. It's so much that's going on in Atlanta. I'm excited to jumpstart 2013 and get back out there in the midst of all that. But, you know, in due time, I would definitely start doing more within Atlanta. It's just so much, and it's just Hollywood. There's so many fake people. It's just a lot of stuff. So, with that being said, next week on AANBC Radio, our topic is going to be the Facebook Arthur. I've been wanting to talk about this for quite some time now, and this is going to be a panel discussion on marketing your book. And I call it the Facebook Arthur because I see a lot of authors that just promote and post their book just mainly on Facebook and expect to get book sales. So we're going to talk about marketing, all things marketing, how to get yourself out there. Also going to touch base on branding, all of that. So make sure, authors, you call in on next week. We're going to get all that jump started for you. We're going to try to get a good lineup of people who are skilled in the area of marketing and branding and see what kind of help we can get for you here on NBC Radio. So that's going to be next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you got something else to say?
Yeah, I think about panel discussions, and I would like to put in a request for a panel discussion for the one-hit wonders. Those authors that have been writing on a book for 10 years ain't wrote another one.
Oh, that's a good one.
I really want to do the one-hit wonders because, like, you wrote one book, dude. I don't respect you. You wrote your book in 1982. Come on now.
The one-hit wonders are the has-beens.
The has-beens are still... They just writing that one book.
Well, it kind of falls into that same category, so I think that would be interesting, too, to see, you know, just to talk about everything that's going wrong with people that's, you know, focusing on these old books. So
yeah, and it's like there's nothing wrong with your book being old because one day Now You Want to Come Back will be truly a classic. But Miss, when that book truly becomes a classic, I hope to have 19 other books that followed. So you know what I'm saying? You might say, well, your first book came out in 2009, but it's 2019. I have 21 titles. That's where I want to be. So that's what we need to talk about, those one-hit wonders or those has-beens.
The has-beens. Oh, and another topic that you guys can look forward to, while we're talking about panels, I'm also going to be talking about the Amazon bestseller author.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about this topic mainly because I don't want to say it's easy, but the majority of authors that put out anything that uploaded on Kindle, KDP, it's going to more, and you put in 99 cents, it's more likely going to hit some type of list.
Best-selling
list,
me? Yes.
But that doesn't
yes.
necessarily mean it's your best-selling author. So I want to put that out there. You know, so we need to distinguish what best-selling author is. So all those Amazon-hitting best-selling, you know, the Amazon-hitting list authors, we need to talk about how that is not it. That's not it. You got to still keep going. That's like
right.
this section is set now. Like, that's like me getting one, like getting my book on one shelf in one Barnes & Noble bookstore, like on the actual shelf, and then, you know, going, you know, advertising everywhere I go. Go into it, all the Barnes & Noble bookstores and my bookstore and all the stores. And I'm exaggerating. You feel me?
Right.
So
right.
people are exaggerating that bestseller title. You feel me?
Right.
More than that. We got to redefine that best-selling title. So I'm going to be,
exactly.
I can't wait to be talking about that.
Yeah, because I'm telling you guys, now you want, I mean, Luck of the Draw been on the best-seller list since it's been out. But it's been there. It sits there because it's just sells steadily. Not like it's moving up or down. It just stays on that best-seller list. My other books may not be there, but Luck of the Draw always stays there. It holds that spot. But, hey...
Yeah, that is true. It always holds. It may not even go high on the list, but
exactly.
it holds that spot. And then I'm not necessarily talking about just the list as well. I'm talking about the overall body of work that you're doing, your
right,
brand,
right.
your following
right.
ship. You know, are your events and people coming out to see you? You know, and when you go to events, folks come up and say, "I read that book." Like, I see that everywhere I go, and I'm like, dang, have you read my book?
Exactly.
I mean, for real, like, I'm right here. Hello. Hi. Yes, I'm Tamika. Hi. Have you read my book too? I really like everywhere I go, someone has read a book. So
we have a lot of panels to talk about.
And so we have to make sure that we get a lot of people on these panels as well too. So make sure you reach out to your fellow authors and friends and those you said it would be beneficial to call into this show, publicists, agents, things like that. Like last month's panel, we had Regina Brooks, the agent and founder of Serendipity Literary Agency. We had her on the show. I think that's the show that you missed, Ann. So if you go back and listen to that, the playback, you can kind of see all the, and we give out so much free information on these panels, you guys. So make sure that you go and check it out. So without further ado, let's go ahead and end the night. Make sure you guys follow us on AAMBC on Twitter at AAM Book Club. Go to our website at AAMBookClub.com and find us on Facebook at AAMBC. You can type it into the search. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and leave you guys with some something to jam to tonight. Let's see. I don't want to do that. Okay, I'll do this one.